Good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, before we get started, now what is your name, sir?
Michael Jones.
Okay, if you go on one moment, I believe that the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, so just hold on, and he'll be with you shortly, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Okay.
Yes,
so
you,
okay, that's good. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Michael Cleo Brooks, 036259.
Okay, sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones to my far left, your right. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning, okay?
Good morning.
Good morning. Sir, you appearing before this board for an absolute discharge of parole to your next consecutive sentence. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you are currently serving a 3-year sentence for indecent exposure. You became parole eligible on that sentence on January 18th of 2017. You had a sentence end date on that sentence of January 18th of 2020. Once you complete that sentence, you go to a 22-year flat sentence for molestation of a child. Is that your understanding? You also served a, did you serve another 25-year sentence for sexual conduct with a minor and a 6-year sentence for theft that's already, you've already served a sentence?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So according to your institutional progress report, looks like that you didn't give any address on your release plan. However, you did say that you look that you'll be getting your VA benefits when you are released from prison?
Yes, I have been.
Okay. And then you did have one major that was in 2016 was your last major, and that was for refusal to program. Is that right?
I did a computer learning how you said, sir.
So you had a ticket that you received in 2016 for refusing the program, and that was a major violation. Is that right?
Oh, yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. Looks like you kind of had a minimal amount of citation. That one, why did you refuse to program on that incident, sir?
I didn't think I needed it.
So since you've been incarcerated, it looks like the amount of time that you've been incarcerated, you've had minimal amount of tickets that you received. You do have something in the back in 02 and 03 for fighting and rioting. But other than that, most of it was disorderly conduct or disrupting count or refusal to program. Disobeying order. Is that about right? Try to stay out of trouble since you've been in? Okay. You appeared before this board back on March 20th of this year for parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. At that time, you were denied by the board. So it looks like you were signed up for sex offender class in August of 09, but it looks like you got out of it the same day. Did you take the program or not?
No, I did not.
And why is that, sir?
I don't think I needed it, sir.
You didn't think you needed it? Why is it that you think you don't need that programming, sir?
I just don't feel that I have any desires or anything like that. So I just don't. I know right from wrong.
So, Mr. Brooks, you're currently 69 years old?
I'm 69 years.
Yes, sir. So you were found guilty by a jury trial of sexual conduct with a minor under the age of 14, indecent exposure to the minor under the age of 15, and molestation of a child under the age of 14. Is that your understanding of what your conviction is, sir?
Yes, it is.
So, I do see some information in here on the pre-sentence report says that you were a member of the Aryan Brotherhood. You have a tattoo on your right arm signifying that you were a member. Is that true or what is that?
No, that's just all speculation on DOC's part, sir. No, that's not correct.
Okay, this is just a statement that was made by your counselor during the pre-sentence report. So, is that just something that?
That's been an assumption for years, sir. That I have denied.
All right. Okay. So basically. In this instance, this is an incident that happened back in November 1991, and at that time, the 7-year-old female victim was invited into your apartment by your 5-year-old son and said that you then asked her to come to the bedroom. You asked the victim to come to you to the bedroom, which she did, and you had her sit on your lap. And there's another incident where you attempted or slightly penetrated her vagina with your penis and ejaculated on her. Then you pulled his jeans and the victim's shorts up. So what was going on during that period of time? So you say you don't need any counseling, but you know right from wrong. What was going on with you at that time to get involved in that activity?
Well, you know, that happened. I'm not going to deny that. That's really a suggestion.
So why does that? Why does that happen? So why? You say you don't feel no need to do any counseling or take any sexual programming. So why do you know right from wrong? You said why did you get engaged in that activity?
I did that at that time. It's wrong. I shouldn't have done it. And it'll never happen again.
Okay. So you do have a criminal history, which is one of them was a conspiracy, you know, to import marijuana, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, receiving the earnings of a prostitute, solicitation for prostitution, obstructing criminal justice. You still feel like today that you don't need any programming, sir?
I'm almost 70 years old. I'm pretty much made out of wrong, sir. You know, it's just that time in my life where I made some bad decisions, and I paid for them, so.
Well, but you don't know what triggered you. How long have you been in prison, sir?
27 years, 28 years.
Okay. And you don't know, do you know what triggered you to, you know, what kind of triggers caused you to do that?
What kind of triggers that caused me to do that?
I guess it was a
sexual thing. Okay.
So do you have any family here or anything, sir, in Arizona?
Okay.
Do you have any family support, any family or anything here in Arizona?
No, I have no family in Arizona. No, I don't.
Okay, but I don't see any family or friends supporting here in your file.
I don't have any family here.
All right, well, sir, Mr. Brooks, can you just kind of explain to me and this board why you think you should be paroled to your next consecutive sentence?
I don't know, I've been 25 years, I don't know, I'm older now, little bit smarter now. I think I can succeed out there. I know I can succeed out there. I've got a retirement, financial retirement from the military. I just think I can do all right out there.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Dr. Wright.
Yes, Mr. Brooks, what branch of the military were you in, sir?
United States Marine Corps.
And what kind of discharge did you get from services, sir? What kind?
I got an honorable discharge under medical conditions.
Okay.
Got wounded in Vietnam.
So you got wounded. Are you in a wheelchair now, sir?
Yes, I am.
Is that from the military or from what happened in Vietnam, or that's something since then, sir?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is which one, is it?
Yes, it is. It's because of I'm in a wheelchair, so yeah, the guns are wounded in Vietnam, yes.
Okay, and so you had that medical condition during this whole period? You had that medical condition when you committed this crime, sir?
Yes, I did.
Just for my information, how well did you know the victim? It was someone that you were acquainted with, or what was going on at that time, sir?
That was she was my neighbor. Lived in the same apartment complex that I lived in. My wife and my son and her and her mother.
Now what happened to your wife and your son, sir, or do you know, since you've been incarcerated?
My wife is, she's deceased. She passed away in 2000. And my son's in, I think he's in Utah.
Okay. Do you have any contact, or have you ever had any contact with your son, sir?
It took about a year ago was the last time I heard from him. I hear from him periodically.
Okay. Now, as you know, that you're here for a 412B, I believe, which means that you wouldn't be getting out, but I like to be optimistic. So at some point when you get out, what are your plans, sir? What do you plan to do when that day comes for you to get out, sir?
What do I plan to do?
Yes, sir.
I'm 70, almost 70 years old. I get out there and enjoy the remainder of my life. Maybe take some classes. There's not a whole lot a 70-year-old man can do out there except just that.
When you're 70 these days, so this is a new era. When you're 70 these days, you're still young, sir. It's not like it was, years ago when you were 70, you were old, but now when you're 70, you're a young man. Aside from your son, do you have any other relatives? I know you said you didn't have any others in Arizona, but do you have any other relatives aside from your son outside of Arizona, sir?
Yeah, I have a sister in North Carolina.
Okay. Do you stay in contact with your sister in North Carolina?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I'm just curious, though, sir. You're one of the few who's been quite as blunt as you've been before this board, saying that you don't need any, training or any help in the classes, especially with this sexual offender training, and you still don't feel that you need any help at all once you're out. And when I say help, I mean in terms of any training, any coursework, or anything that would help you readjust to society as it relates to sexual behavior, sir. That's your feeling, sir?
Well, I really don't have any sexual desires right now, just anyways. I can't honestly answer that, man. I don't know. I don't think I do. I know right from wrong. I know what a sexual urge is. It's just come and gone in my life, you know, at my age, I could take them, I guess, if it would hurt, I would think, but I don't know what book could be to do.
Well, thank you so very much, Mr. Brooks, and I really appreciate you talking to me this morning. Thank you, sir.
You have a good day, sir.
All right, Mr. Brooks. Sir, Mr.
He hung up.
He's a very interesting person. Where's that? That's Cook. Sir, would you be kind enough to put the CO3 back on the telephone for us, sir?
Good morning.
The CO3 with the officer, would you put him on the phone for me, sir?
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir.
He's hanging up.
He's hanging up, too. Everybody want to hang up on me today. Everybody's hanging up at Cook. Something is going on. Doing something wrong today. Today is Monday. Not twice. Oh, I guess.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, and how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. We have one more, Solomon.
Wait, but 1 second, we did not finish with Mr. Brooks. So would you ask him, would you bring him back before we get to this one? We will not finish with him.
Okay.
No.
Follow me.
Okay. She's running. She got to catch him. She's full of energy.
She's trying to figure out what he needs to do.
She's always so professional.
Still out. Getting some more, was it berries?
Yeah, blueberries.
Blueberries.
It's a little chilly for him. He likes it 80.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably hungry after being in there. You know, for 3 months or 4 months. Brooks was fast. He made a quick getaway.
Yeah, he got that wheelchair and he just took off.
Because she's not finding him.
Well, he is. He's probably already on the bus.
Says in there that the counselor said that he had the tattoo of the Aryan Brotherhood, but he denied any. Well, I mean, I was kind of surprised when I saw that because they don't usually have child molesters in.
I was thinking about that too.
I was looking at the note. It's out of California.
Okay.
So it could have been something prior.
Yeah, it's got a Viking shield though.
Other than that,
there's nothing.
Yeah, I didn't see anything in there.
Yeah.
She's not, so just all of you, Mr. Johnson. I'm not gonna get into this one.
Hey, hello, Mr. Brooks. I'm sorry, we just hadn't completed your hearing before you left, sir. So there's a couple more things.
I know.
We saw you hang the phone up and roll on out, sir. Okay, Mr. Brooks, the board's gonna go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or deny your parole to your next consecutive sentence, okay? I need you to stay on the phone, sir. Stay on the phone. I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay? I'll get back with you after the board has completed this discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the board's now going into discussion. We've had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Brooks and go over the information that we have here. According to Mr. Brooks, he has a sentence end date, or according to Ames, he has a sentence end date of about 7 months, which would be January 18th of 2020. That is his sentence end date, and then he would go automatically to his next sentence, which is a 22-year flat sentence that he actually has to serve. He's pretty much, for the amount of time that he's been in there, had a good criminal record. He's served a previous 25 years for sexual conduct with a minor, along with a 6-year sentence for theft. However, I'm just kind of disappointed. I do understand Mr. Brookson, his statement that he knows right from wrong and that he's almost 70 years old and that he doesn't feel like he has any sexual drive or anything like that, so he could get out and be a productive sentence if he was paroled to his next sentence. But I would tell you, I just, without him taking that sex class and getting some background in there so that he'll know what triggers it and what goes on, I just don't see paroling him to his next consecutive sentence at this time. However, January 18th of 2020, he had a sentence end date. At that time, he would automatically go to his next consecutive sentence, which would be his last sentence that he had. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the colleagues. Mr. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I agree with you. I think it's just of concern that he started by stating he knows right from wrong, but can't explain why he did this, which the crime, which was clearly, and he said, was a terrible thing or a horrible thing, his own words. I don't understand, and I think he would want to find out why he did that, but he doesn't seem to, so that concerns me. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Quinones.
I just want to echo the same concerns, and I agree with my colleagues.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and make the motion to deny Mr. Brooks parole to his next consecutive sentence or an absolute discharge at this time. That will be a motion. I'm also going to include that we give it a 1-year set off. This incident occurred back in 1991, so it makes him eligible for a 1-year set off.
I'll second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Kennedy. Dr. Wright, yes, a 1-year set off. Type denied was a be for 11. One of the reasons for denial is that it was a serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim. I'm also going to mark his prior criminal history. We'll mark a recent disciplinary offense since he did have the one in 2016. We'll mark poor, no release plan, poor demeanor, and no family or community support unless there's anything else the board would like to see. Okay, Mr. Brooks?
Yes.
Okay, so the board has voted to deny you parole to your next consecutive sentence. However, according to the report that we have, you have a sentence end date of January 18th of 2020, which is, about 8 months away, and you'll be paroled. You will automatically go to your next consecutive sentence. We ask for a one-year set-off, but by the time that time comes, you should be serving your next, should be on your next sentence. So we are concerned about that sex class that you feel as though you know right from wrong. But that class will also kind of teach you what triggers it, you know, and what goes on. So we're concerned about you not taking or participating in that class. I would encourage you to try to take that class and get involved in it so that you can figure out what your triggers may be. But Mr. Brooks, I do want to thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That now is going to conclude your hearing. At this time, did you hear and understand your reasons for denial, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So could you not hang up the phone, but just set the phone down on the desk and have the CO3 come back in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.